Under 3.4.2, Romanized number 2. How can I cultivate it? That's why I told you all, the novel is so far, you really have to cultivate it. All the perfection is a very big topic, very big deal. Unless you cultivate this and make the noble eightfold path a part of you, the embodiment of the noble eightfold path factor, unless you have that, you cannot be noble ones. You cannot be an Arya. Understand or not? You don't think you go and meditate, suddenly you insight into phenomena, you awaken already, then of course you Arya. But cannot live life, understand? That type of Arya cannot live life, understand? But when you have the noble eightfold path embodiment, really no suffering. Sometimes those type of Arya, especially first stage or second stage, is still a problem. Understand? But you only root out the first three factor and accentuate the fourth and fifth factor. You still got anger on. But accentuated. But the soul plan still got sensual desire in you. So they haven't gone through. And they still have suffering, like Ananda, weep, when the Buddha wants to realize parinibbana. He cried, you know. Then he went and tell Anuruddha and the rest. He said, the master told me he is going to go into parinibbana. He is leaving us. What must we do? He cried, you know. He weep, you know. He is a sotapan. You know. So just understand that as a sotapan, Sakadagami, they still have a lot of possibility of not real strong suffering. They still got that like sadness, grief, and all those things. But as an anagami, they still can have restlessness of mind, minor conceit, and asana. Then they still attach to form and form the jhana. That's why they cannot break free. The last factor is ignorance, abhijja. So even anagami has this slight, very slight weakness, understand? Suddenly their mind can still be restless. They say restlessness is one other factor. And he cannot understand when his avidya not rooted out. Then the minor conceit. You know the minor conceit. He will go and think, oh, now I anagami. Not easy, you know, anagami. He will think like that. You know how long to cultivate. People want to realize anagami not easy. Maybe sotapan easier. So they still have this very minor concept. They still have this very minor one. But it's not a sakayaditi, anasana. But it's a conceit. Conceit, you know the meaning. Like a little bit proud like that. So they still have all this. Not until you arahan. Once you arahan, no more. Everything rooted out. So this is what the Buddha actually meant when he shared all this. So the sainthood way, there are a lot, but they still have their whatever very minor type of possibility of unhappiness and all those things. But no real strong attachment and dukkha. Yeah, once the Sakaya Ditti severe, they understand a lot of things. The only thing is there are still certain factors they have to deal with. They have not rooted up. That's why they still got to come back, but maximum 7 lifetimes. Then anagami non-returner, you're born in the pure ever and all those things.